Hello, this is Adrian from Brainstorming with Adrian. And thank you so much for listening in, tuning into the podcast. Here you can learn so much. We talk about everything from astrology, tarot, healing, health, love, relationships, podcasts, blog posts, business, everything, travel, you name it. It's pretty much here because we brainstorm about all of that here. So welcome, settle in, enjoy yourself. This is Brainstorming with Adrian. This is Adrian. I'm also known as Capricorn Tigress of astrologyalookinside.com and perceptiveguidance.com, gregariousone.com. I have to apologize. You know, I've been doing this podcast now for 7 years. It's really just, I guess, a place for me to come and talk about whatever has been on my mind and to dump whatever I feel like dumping when I feel like dumping. I know that I really have thought long and hard about whether or not I was going to come and say anything because I've been going through this feeling of what is the value of what I say. Like I know I like to talk. And so if I'm going to talk because it is something that makes me feel better because I have a place to, like I said, dump what's on my mind and get it off my chest and say what it is I want to say, regardless of whether or not anyone else hears it or likes it or comprehends it, acknowledges it, it doesn't matter. Sometimes I just want to say what it is I want to say. And that could be the situation right now. I just want to say what it is I want to say. I want to be able to express myself in a way that I get it out there, whatever it is. And whether or not it's accepted or embraced, it doesn't matter. It's just that I released it. It's almost like the star card in tarot. With the star card, it's usually a picture of this person pouring out water out of this jug into, like, say, a lake. They're releasing this water, it appears. And what I always say is that it's releasing the emotion, like letting it go, releasing it. Like if we just keep it all bottled up inside, we'll implode with it. I mean, sometimes things have to be said, whether or not they're things that other people agree with or not. And I just got a feeling like most people don't agree with the way I think anyway. I think differently. I have learned to embrace that. Like, I obviously don't think like everybody else. I think somewhat like others, but really not like most people. And it could be because I'm solitary. I'm a hermit. I'm a recluse. I don't associate with a lot of outside forces, sources, energies, or anything like that. I am very self-contained. The closest energy I let into mine is my son-in-law and my daughter. But really, I pretty much protect myself from all outside energies. And I have had, in recent experience, like just a few weeks back, a month ago maybe, where I went in to see a doctor. She was like a special doctor because my doctor was busy and I had this crazy rash and I needed an emergency treatment. And I went in there, and this woman, her reaction to me, it was like oil and water. Like, it was so bad. I was like, I will not let you touch me. Like, I left, but I told her off in front of her whole staff. Like, it was horrible. I realize I don't think like a lot of people, and I am different. Maybe other people feel different too. Maybe we all do. But does anyone remember that movie, The Cave? I was thinking about this before I came to do this. This is going to be such an ignorant statement. But when I take my pictures, like you see my photos. I try to do videos and put my photos up so you guys see me. And you'll see I'm really pale, like ridiculously pale. I mean, I have people call me Michael Jackson and stupid things, you know. It's people are so rude and so mean, and they don't even realize they're being rude and mean. But when I was younger, I mean, I've always been light skin or pale, you know. I've always been what they call a light bright. But after 2014, when I had a blood disease, I got diagnosed with thrombocytopenia, and I had a blood disease that they had to give me a they had to go through my jugular and give me a blood transfusion and to save my life because my blood was, I guess, really bad. And I don't go outside very often. Like I said, I'm a recluse. I'm in my house all the time. Like I get very little sunlight. So over the course of time, I guess my skin has become very light, like, you know, a little translucent almost, like the movie The Cave, where the people lived down in the cave and they were like this crazy pale, this pale white color. And I'm kind of like the cave, you know. I'm a little pale for my heritage. I'm black and supposedly black and Hispanic, but even so, I kind of pale. But I was just thinking about the movie The Cave, and I guess that's the way I've been li living in my own cave, in my own world, in my own bubble, in my own mindset. See, I got my own thought patterns, and they don't always mix with the way other people think. I guess some people might say that's, you know, that could be a sociopath or psychopath. Or I think you know, I have agoraphobia. That's an actual diagnosis. I have agoraphobia, and I also have OCD, and I also have ADHD. So, you know, I'm very particular. I'm an empath on top of that and psychic. So I don't even like people to touch me that don't know me. Like, I'm really a weird, I didn't think it would turn out that way. But let me tell you something. As far as astrology goes, like how I'm tying it all into astrology, right? But as far as astrology goes, I have my sun in the 12th house. I was born with it. My sun is technically in the 12th house, which is the house of like hiding away, of hidden, of secret, of not being seen, of, you know, really recluse. But my sun just happens to be sitting on my ascendant from the 12th house. So it's why I'm always out there. Like, you, if you want to find videos or images of me, just Google, you know, Adrian Obie or Adrian Igo, I'm sure, or just astrology, look, I'm sure photos of me are going to pop up because I have to work, you know, you have to do your job. And so, for someone with their sun in the 12th house, though, doing your job, if your job is social or if your job is public, it can be kind of a problem. And I have problems dealing with social media and end quote being on social media. Like, I've got this weird love hate thing going on with TikTok, and the same with Facebook and Instagram. I've got probably close to 11,000 followers on LinkedIn, but I don't really hang out there as much as I probably should, or Pinterest for that matter, or Twitter or X. But I'm on all of those all of them, if you want to find me. The thing is, some of us hide away, and I feel like me, I have, oh, wow, 2023 was hard for me. I don't know how 2023 was for you, like if it was as hard for you as it was for me. I've had a problem since really 2009. Wow, let's keep it real. Since 2018, it's just been like a nightmare. That's 6 years of my life. I can't get them back. It's just been really bad. I've made no progress whatsoever in my life as a human. I feel like I'm doing things online or to inspire myself or to improve myself. But overall, the reality is I've made minuscule movements towards success. I see other people come on and they're making hundreds and thousands of dollars. I make nothing. Like really, I don't understand how I can do all that I do and make absolutely not a single cent from it. But I don't. And maybe I just need someone else to manage me because I can't obviously not manage myself because I don't make any money from what I do. So as a result, I can tell you my desire to do anything has diminished by quite a great deal. Like if you'll see, like my last video here or live, I or talk or whatever, it's been a while. I just don't, I'm so frustrated. I don't feel that I have the right words to say to help people. And maybe that's why I'm not having as many people reach out to me for help. You see, it's funny. It's kind of like a weird the chicken before the egg situation. But the fact that I don't have a lot of clients in my astrology business, when I did at one point, it actually is good because I don't feel like I want to have a lot of clients in my astrology business. And I've got to accept that. Like I can put out the word and I would accept clients, but I'm having a hard time, a very difficult time, just keeping appointments for the things I say I want to do for fun for myself. Like I can make an appointment for Friday, but I don't know what I'm going to be doing Friday. I might be asleep. I might be watching Netflix. I don't know. I've been in that mood. And you know, it's funny because I have to accept that. Like, it's hard when you're supposed to be this perfect person that always has their shit together. Excuse my expression, but there was no other way to say it except to say the word. And I know that, you know, for some people, they might think, oh, wow, she is so successful or she's doing this or that. But no, okay. I am in the struggle just like everybody else. And I'm not trying to come out here and do no darn J-Lo. Like, I'm going to come out here with my hair all over my head and act like I'm less than I am. I am what I am. And it ain't that much right now. And we're struggling, okay? I live in a one-bedroom apartment in Seattle. And I fight to pay my rent, okay? Just know. And I don't even have a car. I want to keep this so real. Because I feel like sometimes people don't even work with me because they might look at me and go, she already got so much. I don't want to help her to get no more because she got everything. Meanwhile, I ain't got ish. I got a daughter that loves me. That's what I got. But if you're out there thinking, oh, she got so much. I don't have to help Adrian because Adrian got everything. Adrian is literally alone in a one-bedroom apartment in Seattle by herself with nothing. Just barely scraping by with my good looks and really finger puppets because I don't really have no one in my life. My life is so sad and so miserable. And I am not saying that to try to get anybody's damn sympathy. I'm saying that because my life is sad and freaking miserable. It is the creation of my own making, my own hell that I've created on this earth. I'm being honest about it because I want to proceed from here, but I can't proceed from here if I'm not honest about where here is. And here is freaking hell. Okay, I'm doing better probably, I guess, than some people. I'm not, you know, strung out on drugs. I'm not out there, you know, in the streets. I'm not doing any of those crazy things, but I am a solitudinal person. I am alone. I am a hermit. I am by myself. I am the living embodiment of Saturn in the first house. Aquarius in the first house, Capricorn rising, Sun in the 12th house. I am the living embodiment of this. The moon in the fourth house, the living embodiment. And I don't know if it's because I know about astrology that it ended up this way, or that I can thank astrology that it gave me the wherewithal to know that this was going to be coming and that I should build an inner self, an inner world where I could exist in solitude and in loneliness and in oneness and in individuality and in your own personal opinion. I know we're all one as a people, as a nation, as a world, as Earth. We're all earthlings, and I get that. This is all one big universe, and we're all one in it. But individually, we each are responsible for that inner self that is us. That is the I am. That is the I am. And I am telling you, my I am is all by itself. It is in its own way, I guess, an individual, but I'm not saying this is what I would have chosen. I would have chosen something that's much more gregarious than this. And it's a plug for my gregarious1.com. Because I'm always looking for more interaction. I actually like interaction with other people. But you wouldn't know because it's so slow and dull. I think for me, if I'm honest, as I got older, the reality is I do a lot of what I do based on the loneliness that I feel in my life. Like, I wanted to get involved in everything. Why? Because the more involved in everything I was, the less I had to think about the nothingness that was going on in my own personal life. So I filled it with things that meant nothing, that I thought meant something, but obviously meant nothing because they led to nothing. They led to nothing in my life of concrete value, of monetary worth. If I have any worth, someone show me where it is, because I certainly can't find it. Now, I could be wrong. I think I have a lot of stuff. I have amassed a lot of information and stuff, but I don't know if anyone wants anything I have. Like, I don't know if anyone wants anything I have to offer. And that is a freaky weird thought. It could just be a negative thought pattern, but I can't help but think it when you go through like 3-4 years of people really just not supporting you or anything you do for that matter. So I began thinking to myself recently, well, damn, am I a villain? Like, why don't people support me? Why don't people like me? I mean, I know it's Saturn in the first house. I already know. Because I'm like, you know, I know. Because I do what I do. But it's painful. Nobody wants to be born with this. I also have a progressed Aries rising, and my progressed sun in Pisces is in the freaking 12th house, along with Chiron and now Saturn going through there. It's like a nightmare, you guys. I've been going through this for so many years, like 20 years of this shit. And yeah, I am a certified life coach. I am a meditation coach and a manifestation coach and all those damn certifications I have. But it doesn't negate reality and my real lived experience on this earth, in this incarnation, in this body as a spirit. And I am angry about it. And maybe me getting fighting mad is what I need to be in order to be more successful in this life. But it doesn't feel good. It doesn't. And I don't want to be a freaking villain. I like being good. I like doing good things. I like feeling good. I got a grand trine and almost a grand sextile. I dislike disharmony a great deal. So it really pisses me off when it comes my way. And I'm sorry I talk the way I do, but I'm from Jersey. Okay? I'm from Jersey. And what you're hearing is Jersey. A lot of people get angry because they don't like the sound of my voice. I'm like, but it ain't going nowhere. I'm 61 now. If I was going to change, I would have changed 30 years ago, and I am not changing. This is who I am. I embrace me. Even though I'm upset about not having the money, not having all the support, not having my systems together, because that's really what it's all about. Not following through on things like I should, because it's really all about that. I just have to set my life up in a way that y'all don't see me. It doesn't matter whether you like me or not. It shouldn't matter anyway, but it does in social media, and it's all about likes and how many the people downloaded and this and whatever. So as a result, I feel like I'm not liked because I don't get a lot of that kind of stuff. I'm surprised. One of my okay, I had a crazy month. Okay, Saturn on my Jupiter was nice in a way. It kept me from really going into financial. It could have been really bad. I was really blessed in an amazing way. Like several times, I was saved. Like in the 11th hour financially, just crazy. But also I had a video that has 2.9 million views, almost 3 million views. Another video that has 1.5, almost 1.6 million views. Another video that's at, I think, 900,000, almost a million views. And on TikTok, I got another one that's almost at 250 views. Another one at 150 views, another at 135 views. I mean, I can't say that I'm being ignored, okay? I can't say that. But for me, I don't feel loved. I don't feel embraced. I don't feel supported. I don't feel that I'm making my mark. I don't feel that I am making financial gain at all from what I'm doing. It's all still a hobby, and I love my hobby. Like I love talking and sharing gossip and all that kind of stuff. I love all that, but I need to sustain myself just like everybody else. Like I need to survive just like everybody else. I need to live, and I need to eat, and I need to not be a drain on my daughter. And so I'm coming up with all different types of ideas and ways of doing that. So, I may be pitching more than I've ever pitched before. I don't know. I really want to start being more ambitious about this because I need to eat. I need to survive. I want to get out of this one bedroom apartment in the worst area of Seattle. I need to live a better life. I deserve a better life. I'm deserving of a better life. And I know that a better life wants to come toward me and that I'm worthy of having a better life. I'm worthy of success. I am worthy of being number one. I'm worthy of having those 3 million views. I'm worthy of having more than that. I am as deserving as anybody else. I am deserving of my success. I am going to put in more energy and more passion and more drive into this journey than ever before because I am not going to give up. The only thing that will make me give up is poor health and death. And yes, I have had poor health, but I feel like I am coming back, and it is up to me to embrace this moment in this moment and to take it as far as I can possibly take it. And that means with my podcast, that means with my videos, that means with any business I do, that means with any readings I do, that means with anything that I do online, offline, anywhere, at any time at this point, because I am not ready to give up. And I am better than this. And not one person out there is going to break me or make me. I got to spread myself around as far and wide as possible so that more people know who I am, so I can stop hiding, at least online. Y'all don't have to see my face for me to say what I gotta say. No more hiding. I'm going to be me, and I am going to be free with my words, with my emotions, with my actions, and with what it is I'm going to do. I've got a Patreon. By the way, if you have not joined me on my Patreon, I do. Come support me on Patreon if you haven't supported me on Spotify or whatever. You go ahead and support me on Patreon. It's Astrology Look Inside. Just go to patreon.com/astrology a look inside and support me. Okay. I'm putting up products and everything. So if you want to buy a little something, that would be support, or just do a $5 a month thing or something like that. Anyway, I'm coming up with options and ways of making this easier for people to show support, because there's so many ways you can do it, but doing nothing is leaving me in the dark and making me doubt myself. And I don't want to doubt myself because I love myself, and inherently I do believe in myself. I have moments of doubt, okay? Because I have Saturn in the first house. I'm racked with doubt. And then Saturn said, no, my Jupiter, I'm racked with doubt. Okay, I am. But I still believe, because I do, that I'm on the right path, and that I still believe in miracles. I still believe good can come my way. I still believe that. I actually believe, even at 61, that I might just be just getting started. Like, I didn't get it right all this time, but maybe, just maybe, this is the year I get it right and it all clicks and it works. It only takes a second. It only takes a minute, girl, to fall in love, to fall in love, and to make money. Because I always hear about people saying, oh, I did this one campaign and bam. I did this one talk and bam. I did this one. I mean, yeah, I've been at it for 10 years, so it's never going to be an overnight anything for me at this point. But it still has not happened. So it could still happen. And if you help people make it happen, reach out to me. I need a team. I need good people around me that are really going to help me to grow and to make it. So if you're someone like that, reach out to me. In the meantime, you can find me at astrologylookinside.com, adrianobhq.com, gregariusthenumber1.com, perceptiveguidance.com, and anywhere else you might find me online, okay? Much love to you, many blessings, and I promise I'll come back sooner. I will.